And greetings to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And we wish you well in this new year time. This is a special message for you this week, and it is to honor yourself. As this new year comes around the bend, we ask you to recognize yourself, all of the love you express, the choice that you made through your spirit to be here in this time frame, the goodness that you have done, the lessons you have learned and you are still learning. In all of this, we ask you to honor yourself as you would a being that is beloved to you, that is your heart's desire. Honor yourself. We see that so many of you honor others over yourself. And this is the time, dear ones, now to come back home to your home base, your central core, and to recognize and acknowledge and love who you are. Your spirit, yes, and also the human being that you are, including those aspects that you think are flaws, or the mistakes that you have made and that you beat yourself up about. Honor all of who you are, body, mind, spirit. The human existence is not intended to be, quote, perfect. It is a learning ground. It is a challenging ground. It is a ground that can tempt you to be confounded. This word, if you look at it, includes the word con, which is opposed to, and founded, that which is found. You are not intended to be confounded or opposed to finding your true nature, recognizing your true nature, loving who you are, all that you are. In this new year, we ask you to be generous with yourself. You are a human in process. You are a human learning, growing, asking, listening, doing better each moment. And in those times when you feel you slide back, simply pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and say, okay, let's keep moving forward. I know I can. And you will. With God and your spirit always with you, ever present, always comforting, guiding, guarding, loving who you are, all of who you are. You must know that the God that created you and this beautiful earth realm loves all of you, sees all of you. There is nothing for you to hide, even though your ego mind says it must hide. Because as you know, when you agree to hide, you agree to the illusion that you are separate from God. This is a lie. It is not possible for you to be separate from your Creator. As you honor yourself, you honor God, Father, Mother, God. Can you see this? As you dishonor yourself and criticize yourself, judge yourself, push yourself down, agree to discouragement and to being confounded, you are also dishonoring God. There is no punishment here. We wish to remind you, there is no punishment ever coming from the God that created you. This God is ever present and with you as you take your steps and perhaps slip a bit or even fall and make what you call is a mistake. But there are no mistakes. There is only learning. There is only progress. And God is always there, right there with you. Your spirit is always there, right there with you. As you pick yourself up and say, let's go. Let's try that again. Or let's do it differently. God, Spirit, how do I do this differently? How can I learn and grow and be in alignment with you? We ask you to ponder this idea of honoring yourself this week. And we ask you to observe your thoughts as they come in and they judge you or criticize you or discourage you or confound you. Know that this is the ego mind trying to put a wedge between you and the God that created you and your spirit. It is not possible. This wedge is an illusion. You are always in the arms of your Father, Mother, God. So watch your thinking, dear ones. And when these thoughts come up, acknowledge them and look them straight in the eye and say, you are not the truth. And then ask, what is the highest and best truth here? You are asking God and your spirit, and the answers will arrive. They will be comforting. They will be clear. They will be simple and create a sense of peace within you. Honor yourself, dear ones. We see all of the work you are doing on planet Earth to help all of life and Earth be restored to its original, divine, peaceful, harmonic, energetic self, all of life and the Earth herself, and also the relationship, the abiding, loving relationship between God, the God that created this realm, and all of its creation. All of this is being restored, and we see how each of you, in your own ways, are contributing to this. And it is expanding as well, your contributions. We honor you for this, and we ask you to honor yourself. We love you. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.